Dermot McGranahan, chairperson of Finn Valley AC. Another big day in the chapter of Finn Valley welcoming back Mark in recognition of the Olympics. And for the club, it's another Olympian, three Olympics for Mark, and he really is an awe-inspiring figure.
Listen, Chris, it's one of those stories that keeps continuing all the time. You know, people write off Mark English at, you know, opportunities there and one thing and another. People say to me, said to me in the past, how will Mark English do these Olympics? And my answer to them all the time is, listen, you never write off Mark English. He's just a top-class athlete. He's, to me, has been the most experienced athlete ever. And these shores, as far as going to the Olympics and World Championships are concerned, and even with a team, the biggest team that Ireland had, going out there this year to Paris, you know, Mark was the most experienced athlete there. And to me, he carried that burden on his shoulders really, really strong, that he came out and achieved what he had done in his first round. To run that time, to run to the line with, you know, a European champion, to that level is incredible. You know, he's just one of them boys that you just don't write off. And as I said earlier on today, he has unfinished business, and he's going to be there for another year or two. You know, so we wish him well, and listen, we're very proud of him as a Donegal athlete. He's brought so much to us, and no matter where you go, I'm working myself with Athletics Ireland. All you hear is about Mark English and about Donegal Athletics, and we're on a big press here at the minute. You know, we have a couple of young boys going away now at the minute again to World Juniors, young Dewhurst. You know, so we're flying the flag very, very, very strongly here at the minute. So, but just back on Mark, I'd like to wish him so well. Incredible achievements down through the years. As you say, people complain about, oh, I have to do exams for this, I have to do exams for that. You know, he become a doctor and you know, has been to three Olympics and four European medals. It's a massive achievement, you know. So.
And, you know, it's that consistency over a long period of time, a string of national titles, and, you know, he's, what, 31 now. He broke the Irish record twice this year over 800 metres. So, I mean, he's far from over.
Yeah, you know, 18 national titles. There's nobody in the country can turn around and say that, you know. I remember the day 3 years ago that he broke the Irish record. Myself and Dave Matthews, we were very good buddies, we're work colleagues. And I actually rang Dave. I says, Dave, it's happened, Dave Matthews. And I says, where are you at? I says, he's sitting down. He says, no, he says, I'm in the bog. And I says, Mark English is just after breaking your Irish record. And he says, thank God somebody's on. He says, at least now, he says, we can move on. And he says, guess what? He says, he'll do it again, and he'll do it again. You know, and to continue for the years that he's been involved in athletics, it's an incredible journey for him. And, you know, hard work, there's no substitute for hard work, and he deserves every accolade that he gets, you know.
And in the semi-finals in the Olympics, he had that little injury beforehand, and, you know, fine margins. He was in a promising position, but it just didn't quite come off. But let's look ahead. He's got the... It's what next year is the European indoors, and then we've got the World Outdoors. So two massive events, and he's already spoken about it here. So he is thinking ahead.
Yeah, really. If you look back to the semi-final, you know, Chris, it's a huge, huge ask for somebody 31 years of age. Looking at, you know, what got into that final, what was the first three times, even in the final? I think we're all running 141, 142, you know, for the top four. That's just, as Patsy said earlier on, it's the standard is just for 800 meter running has just gone through the roof. You know, to me, it's the talk about 100 meters being the blue ribbon and the 1500. To me, 800 is probably the toughest event you'll ever do. And of course, Mark still, as you say, European Championships next year, Worlds after that. He's unfinished business, so he's going to be about again.